The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. I titled this sermon today, God's Great Joy. I did that because, you know, we could all use some great joy today in the midst of tragic news and what we hear daily on the news, and especially, I think, this week. Let me set the scene for you of what's going on in our gospel reading from Luke. Jesus is teaching the crowds like he usually does. Present in the crowd are the Pharisees and the scribes, part of the Jewish religious authority of Jesus' time, as well as many other people. Let's just say ordinary people, just like you and me. And this is what Luke tells us about what the religious leaders were saying about who Jesus was preaching to or talking to. Luke writes, "All the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, 'This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them.'" Maybe you remember back early in Matthew's gospel when Jesus called the tax collector Matthew to be one of his disciples. See, nobody liked tax collectors back in Jesus' time. Well, except Jesus, okay? Yeah, they were the ones that would collect taxes not only for Herod, but for Rome. Maybe we could understand that because, you know, we pay taxes every year, but do we really like to pay taxes every year? I had one person last night that said that they did. So, but what happens when you get a random letter from the IRS in the mail? How does that make you feel? Do you feel joy and happiness? Oh, I got a letter from the IRS. I don't think so. By making the statement that this fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them, the Pharisees and the scribes see themselves as self-appointed judges over who were sinners in God's eyes and who were not. These sinners, so to speak, were regarded as hopeless, irreligious people, out of touch with the demands that God had made on the people of Israel through the law. The Pharisees and scribes believed that they were better than the others that were listening to Jesus. They were more righteous or right with God. Before his encounter with the risen Lord, the Apostle Paul was also a Pharisee and a persecutor of Christians. believing that he also was better than sinners and tax collectors. After Paul's conversion to be a follower of Jesus, he writes this in the first letter to Timothy that we just heard read. Paul says, "The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." Paul came to recognize that not only that he was a sinner, but we all are sinners. In Paul's letter to the Roman church, he writes in chapter 3, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew or Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." You see, it was common knowledge in Jesus' time that Jesus didn't discriminate against who he preached to, who ate with him, or who he even stayed with him, who he stayed with. Jesus came to save sinners, people who had been lost to God. Jesus came to save all of us. And finding the lost gave God great joy. In Luke, we heard familiar parables today, stories from Jesus about the lost sheep and the lost coin. In both cases, there is great joy in finding what was lost. In verse 10, Jesus says, "Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Heaven is having a party when a sinner repents and comes home to God. It is a Jewish belief that if we discover what's going on in heaven, you'll discover how things are meant to be here on earth. And so that's kind of the point of the Lord's Prayer when we say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We want to have great joy when people repent and come to God, when things are lost and now are found. About 6 years ago, I lost my wedding and engagement ring. I was really upset. Not necessarily about the monetary value, though that was, this, you know, wasn't cheap, but it was the bond that it had, that it represented between my husband and myself. And we couldn't find it anywhere. We looked for weeks upon weeks. So I broke down and filed an insurance claim against my loss. And of course, once I got the money, my husband encouraged me to go buy another set of rings. And I resisted because I was really mad at myself about losing that set. I bought a cheap set on Amazon, that cubic zirconium, you know, something under $30, you know, just so I could have something on. But I was still mad at myself because I had lost a bunch of weight, and my rings were too big for me, and I didn't kept putting off getting them resized or putting a guard on them so I wouldn't lose them, and I lost them. About 2 months later, I was digging in our cedar chest. My cedar chest is my treasure chest, you know. I keep all kinds of weird things in there, like costumes for Halloween and all my Sweet Adeline's costumes and things from the kids. And it's a treasure chest. And when I was in there, literally, my ring, I was just going through things, and out popped my ring onto the floor. I don't even know how it happened. It could have been anywhere in there, But my ring was in that cedar chest all that time. I had forgotten that the day that I lost my ring on Halloween, I had gone in looking in that cedar chest for a costume to give out, for us to give out candy for Halloween. And so when I found that ring again, I just remembered how happy I was that I had found my original ring. And if you're wondering, yes, I returned the insurance money. I'm just going to put that out there. I don't want any, you know, Allstate to contact me because it's out on, you know, I gave the money back. I tell you this story because I remember how happy I was getting that ring back. And I can just imagine how joyous God is when someone who has been lost to God is now found. The good news for all of us sinners is that God pursues us even when we're lost. Like lost sheep and the lost coin, every hiding place is looked at, every piece of furniture is moved until God finds us. And Jesus tells us that God and heaven celebrate with great joy when a sinner is found and has been repentant. The passage from Luke contrasts God's boundless love and joy with the self-righteous attitudes of the Pharisees and the scribes, who felt no joy when sinners were drawn to Jesus. There was nothing special about that lost coin or the lost sheep in Jesus' parable. They were just one of many, but they were lost. Imagine the impact that story had on the original hearers of that story, who knew that they were sinners, knew that there was something missing in their lives, knew that there was something they could grab onto, and they heard Jesus tell them about these parables. N.T. Wright states it this way: they didn't have to earn God's love or Jesus' respect. He loved coming looking for them and celebrated finding them. What a picture of God's great joy. God pursues us until he finds us. In our reflection on Jesus' words today, are we being open to everyone in our midst? Or are we separating the good from the bad, the righteous from the sinners in our minds? We all know there is too much division and hate in our world today. Too much violence. We must start today to stop spewing judgment of who is right and who is wrong, learning how to share with each other, to talk to each other, and share God's great joy. When a sinner repents and comes to God. Amen.